So next up, we have a great panel presentation that's going to be given by our newest affiliate, Inclusive Diversity of California. And their presentation is called Untapped Assets, Racial and Ethnic Diversity in CCB. And I want to introduce Pam Metz, their vice president, to introduce the panel and make sure that everybody's here.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Pamela Metz, and I am the vice president of IDC, Inclusive Diversity of California. And we are here to introduce ourselves to CCB. I have been a member of CCB for almost 18 and a half years now, and I have served on the Multicultural Affairs Committee with ACB for over 14 years. Our goals here is to involve the community, to make IDC more inclusive, and to make our community stronger. Everyone has life experiences and can bring them to IDC, so we will welcome all new members to IDC. One of my reasons for being involved with IDC and wanting to start IDC is because I am a black woman of African descent and have a grown son and three grandsons and a granddaughter. We must not forget her. So I want to make sure in my own mind, California is a very diverse state. We are with a very large population, culturally and racially, to make sure blind and visually impaired adults are represented in CCB. So I'd like to introduce our first speaker. Her name is Jessica Marquez, and she is the secretary of IDC. So, Jessica, take it away.
Of course. Thank you, Pam. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for being here today. My name is Jessica Marquez, and like Pam said, I am the secretary, and then I'm also an adjunct professor at three colleges, Coastline, Golden West, and also LBCC. I'm also involved in student equity committees in the educational level. And today I'm here to talk to you about the importance of statistics and numbers, because it really shapes us and it really demonstrates how our actual communities are moving from one spectrum to the other and how demographics change over time. Now, Pam did mention how California is very diverse. So currently in the U.S., according to the U.S. Census, if we look at the world clock right now, we are at 330 million individuals in the U.S. In California, we have 39 million humans here. And that means that 1 in 8 U.S. residents live in California. Our actual California population is very diverse as well. Approximately 39% are Latinx, 36% are white, 15% are Asian or Pacific Islander, 6% are African American, fewer than 1% are either Native American or Alaska Natives, and about 3% in the American Community Survey from 2019 said that they are 3% multiracial or other. Another factor about California's diversity is we have approximately 10 million Californians that are immigrants, according to the 2019 estimates. So this really shapes how Californians definitely have one of the biggest populations when it comes to foreign-born, and also looking at the diversity of California as well. Another thing that I do want to share is coming from the California Department of Finance estimates and projections. What happens is over time, our actual diversity in California has actually changed. So on the screen right now, I actually have a graphic that really shows from 1970 to 2019, how things have changed over time, according to the population. Remember how I mentioned those statistics beforehand, 39% Latinx, 36% white. Back in the day, white Americans were about 76% in the 1970s, and now it has lowered, whereas other demographics have changed over time. And the reason why I mentioned this is because this is the diversification of California, when we can clearly see them in statistics and demographics, and when we sign that U.S. Census information. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. I'd like to introduce our next speaker. That would be Susan Kitasauer. She is a member of the San Francisco chapter, and she's one of the ladies who helped form IDC. Take it away, Susan.
Thank you very much. I am Susan Kitasauer. I'm here in San Francisco. Came out here after I finished growing up. And I was born and raised as an American. My family came here more than 100 years ago from Japan. And I live with progressive vision loss. I now have about 85% of my visual field gone. So I've been involved with CCB pretty marginally for probably about 10 years. I'm a retired RN, and I am 74 years old. Today is my birthday. So I was assigned the part of talking about the needs of people of color within CCB. And as I began to think about this, I thought the needs of we people of color is pretty much the same thing as the needs of we people who are blind. And first thing we need is we need to be seen and to be able to see ourselves as valid, whole human beings. Not as flawed or somehow less than what the norm is, and certainly not to be pitied or fussed over as if we can't really do things. We need to be able to have rich and meaningful roles in life. And by rich, I mean in the fullest sense of that word, to really be able to use all our skills and our abilities and our talents to contribute to the community, although rich in terms of money would also be very nice. And we need room to really be who we are within the world and within the organization. And I'm speaking both about blind people and people of color. We also need to be heard and to be heard respectfully. And even if our experiences as people of color or as blind people are different from the mainstream experience or what has been the mainstream experience, we need to be able to speak our own truths and to be listened to, even if sometimes this makes other people uncomfortable because they're not used to being around us. We also need, as people in the blind community know, not to be told to go slower, to wait, that having a full role is not really quite happening for us yet. That no. We need this now. We needed this a long time ago, but we certainly need it now and going forward. Another thing that we need is for all of us, and I mean all of us, to set aside our biases, both unconscious and conscious. And if you happen to think that you don't have any bias about people with disabilities, or you don't have any biases about people of color or about any other group of people, think again, because bias is just part of human life. We all have biases, and we need to be aware of the biases we have, and we need to work on them when they're getting in our way or getting in other people's way. There is an absolutely wonderful book that Jessica Marquez recommended, and I read it, and it's available through Bard. It's called Blind Spot. The subtitle is The Hidden Biases of Good People. And even though we're good people, we have biases. The DB number is 8064. 3-9. And I think that's also in the posted thing, if you're able to see that. CCB and ACB as organizations need to embrace all blind people, not just some blind people. There was recently one of the magazines coming out of ACB giving statistics about the leadership of ACB, both in terms of gender and in terms of ethnicity. And it was kind of stunningly obvious that this is something that we all need to work on. And I want to wrap up just by saying the title of our new affiliate is Inclusive Diversity of California. Diversity is already a reality. When you heard the statistics given at the beginning, I believe European American people are about a little bit more than a third of the people in California now, and then the other two thirds are a whole mix of us. So diversity is already here. That's not up for debate. Inclusivity is a choice, and something we can decide whether we're going to be part of or not. And I just want to finish up by saying that inclusivity would be a very, very wise choice for CCB going forward, because including us all will make the organization stronger and healthier. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan. I'd like to introduce Stephanie Watts. She is a member of the ACB Capital Chapter, and she's also helped form this organization or this affiliate, and she also serves on the Governmental Affairs Committee. Take it away, Stephanie.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pam, and thank you, Jessica and Susan, for starting us off. As Pam said, I am a member of the ACB Capital Chapter here in Sacramento, California. And by way of brief background, I was employed with the state of California for 28 years. I retired about 6 years ago. And during that time, I've done a few different things, but the past year or so I've spent very much immersed in ACB Capital Chapter activities and governmental affairs activities, legislative seminar, and related activities, again, to just serve and be of good use to the organization. And so I'm thankful to have an opportunity to speak to you all today about strengths as you look at possibly becoming members of Inclusive Diversity of California, our affiliate. Want to talk about it. And for the benefit of those who may not be able to see the PowerPoint, I've been fortunate to be given 4 slides, and I'm using the acronym RIDE, R-I-D-E, and I'll get to that in a moment. I want to tell you just one of the first sentence of our mission statement to give you a framework to consider your strengths and whether you believe you'll be a good fit for IDC. So the first sentence begins, the mission of Inclusive Diversity of California, IDC, is to promote and sustain an inclusive environment that truly values and embraces the diverse ethnic and cultural experiences and perspectives of the members of the California Council of the Blind. So again, that's the first sentence of our mission statement. So think about that as we consider whether you think you'll be a good fit. So again, going back to that acronym RIDE, the first letter is resilient. So if you're not sure if you're going to be a good fit here and if you want to be involved, think about this. So resilient. Do you tend to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change? And you might say, well, yeah, sure, maybe. I don't know, depending on. But by and large, if you are that person, you adjust, you might get a little upset, or you might feel very impassioned about your issue and not feel good when you maybe lose the debate over the issue. But if you can make that adjustment, then we would consider you resilient, and we need that. And so let's look at the second letter, the I, innovative. So again, this is the acronym RIDE, and innovative is that second letter. So in terms of that, if you feel like you're a person who enjoys coming up with new ways to complete a task, I would think you would be innovative. Now, others might look up the official dictionary definition and say, well, there's a lot more to being innovative than that. If you just take it at a basic level, because everything doesn't have to be at the high 30,000 foot level. I mean, just basic things like coming up with a new way to solve a problem, either in your family or in your friend's group or wherever you network. So we consider you innovative. The third letter is disciplined. And for this one, my question to you is, do you maintain your cool in the face of chaos? Do you maintain your cool in the face of chaos? Well, I can honestly say I don't always do that, but I'd like to think I do. And if you think you do, then yeah, you're disciplined. It's very easy to lose focus, get off track when you're trying to manage things. But by and large, if you maintain your cool, discipline is what we think you are, and you are welcome. And finally, to wrap it up, energetic. And you can determine what energetic means to you, but I'm just going to ask you real quick, are you a person that inspires and motivates those around you? And if you want to say yes to that, you are energetic. And so my conclusion here is, if you answer yes to even one of these questions, we encourage you to come ride with IDC, where your time and your talent will be put to good use. And I want to just leave you with this. Remember that there is strength when we ride together. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you, Stephanie. That was great. I'd like to introduce Regina Brink. She is president of the IDC, and she is also president of the ACB Capital Chapter, and she is also serves on the Governmental Affairs Committee. Take it away, Regina.
Thank you, Pam. And I just want to thank everyone for being here to listen to this presentation. By way of background, I do have two BA degrees, one in sociology and one in ethnic studies. And I went on to use those degrees to work first with Head Start and then with the Women Infant Child Program as a counselor, working mainly with low-income and sighted populations. After that, I went on through many ups and downs to get a job working as the program coordinator, coordinating volunteers, but I was paid for the Society for the Blind here in Sacramento. I retired, and then I started a new career in the theater, both as an actor and a director. And in my spare time, I love to work on CCB and ACB. So I want to talk to you about the multicultural roots of mainstream wisdom. And some of the things that you might see in the arts or in a new form that's going around the country and I think is amazing is storytelling, which is a really gift that many, many people from many, many different backgrounds share. And then unique traditions that are unique to your cultural background. So scientific knowledge does support Indigenous wisdom. At a conference that was exploring this topic, Connie Reitman Solas, she is the executive director of the Intertribal Pomo Intertribal Council, and she's a POMO member. She said, in our tribal traditions, when a woman carried a child, she was protected from anything disruptive, such as violence. everyone in the community ensured that the expectant woman experienced tranquility and calm, so when the child was born, the child would be even-tempered and peaceful. And this was something that they had learned over time, and now we have a name for it. It's scientifically called, let me get to it. I'm using a Braille display. It's called fetal programming, and it describes this POMO concept. So a lot of times, the wisdom that we are proving to be true, we didn't even know had an indigenous root. The next thing is family integrity. And you'll hear a lot about families. And there was a person writing on the African American family, and these authors shared a noteworthy utility of family reunions has been their ability to give meaning and purpose to older men and women who emerge as custodians and transmitters of culture while educating and empowering future generations of African Americans. And this was something that you just think, oh, I'm going to a family reunion. But those traditions, that empowerment is passed on through many different mediums, and that's just one of them. And so where you think that the African-American family is not strong, I think the recent experience of the trial has showed us how strong George Floyd's family actually was and is. And I think it's a good example of that we're living through right now. Multifaceted and dealing with diversity. In Asian and Latinx American backgrounds, we originate from all different countries with very different traditions and outlooks. Our experiences in the United States have been different, but with a common thread of often being forgotten when discussing race and culture. Within the larger group, there are different foods, art, music, etc. That becomes confusing. You meet one person and they say, oh, Latinx or Latino, Latina. And then you meet another person who says the same thing and they don't even eat the same food. So you're like, what's going on here? So that is something that we have always had within our larger group. These groups are also growing at the highest rates in California. This is only a snapshot, and I'm not trying to give you this big analysis and everything, but IDC, what we want to do is bring this rich resource to CCB. And a lot of times you think, well, what's the harm in a chapter not having more than one or two or maybe no people from another background? And just think about it in this way. So also, multi-ethnic wisdom provides new ideas to the organization. And I'm going to share with you, I'm going to wrap up soon, I promise. Some ideas. Pam's going to get me. That's why I said that.
But go ahead, finish.
So these sayings encapsulate the philosophy of IDC, and I'm going to leave you with them. Words are like spears. Once they leave your lips, they can never come back. And that was written by Felicia Harris, a noted African-American philosopher. I'm going to speak Spanish now and then translate it for you. This saying says, si te caes siete veces, levántate ocho. And it means if you fall seven times, get up eight. That's that resilience that Stephanie talked about. And I'm going to leave you with this very last saying. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. That was written by Lao Tzu. And that's what we're doing here. We're taking one step at a time. And we're going to go a long way. Thank you.
That was great, Regina, even though I let you run over. That was great. So now I'd like to introduce Cache Wells. She is a member at large of CCB as well as IDC, and she is false. She is from Florida.
Did we lose her?
Did we lose Cachet?
I think so. She said she would be traveling and logging in, and maybe her phone dropped. There she is.
There we go.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. You know, this technology. Thank you again to all my panelists, speakers. Thanks for the opportunity. Again, I am from Florida. I come to you by way of corporate America, who's transitioned to mentoring and volunteering. And I just want to share a little bit about getting involved. If you didn't think that you could do anything, today is your day to recognize that IBC can always use you. So I just want to share a little bit of information to get you started. So if you didn't think that you could be important, we want you to know that you are a special VIP on today. And so we need your help. IBC is a great organization to get involved in. And we want you to know that you can support our efforts and causes and solutions to help bring about change with any of the needs and concerns that face the California state. By doing that, we want you to know that we value you. We value your ability to get involved because you are a special volunteer. And we want you to put your action into work and use your voice to be a part of what we're doing. And by doing that, we know that you can recognize that you can see yourself getting involved, whether it's a small part to play or a large part to play. We welcome you to join us. We also know that in doing so, that we want you to know that you can pursue us as we pursue the change in our community, in our neighborhood, to make a difference, to bring about change, whether it's in our local community and in the state of California. I have been a part of the CCB since October, and I have enjoyed my time with them, and I know that this is going to be a great affiliate to get involved with. So again, recognize that no matter what your role is or no matter what parts you can play, that you are a special VIP for IBC, and we want you to get involved. Help us to pursue. So we invite you today to join us and join our causes. If you have any questions, you can reach out to Regina or you can contact the ccbnet.org. And I thank you for my time.
Thank you, Cachet. That was great. Now we have time. We have time for question and answers. It's 1 minute for a question and it's 2 minutes for the answer. So if anybody has, and it's for 25 minutes. And, if you have any questions, just raise your hands and they'll recognize you. And I will be timing those questions and answers.
Don't have any hands raised yet. Would you like me to give the directions? I'm pretty sure everybody
yes,
probably knows.
Yes, I would
knows,
appreciate it. That would be great.
If you're on a PC, it's Alt-Y. If you're on an iPhone, it's on your screen to raise hand. Just double tap on it. If you're on a Mac, it's Option Y. And if you're on a landline, it is *9.
And don't be shy. We welcome comments, questions, points of view.
No one yet.
This is sometimes uncomfortable for people to talk about, but think about your own family, your own traditions, and maybe tell us what you think that your family traditions have to contribute to CCB. Is there anything that was prominent in your family that you've actually brought to CCB as a value that's helped you in this organization and your advocacy and so forth?
Alice,
I know.
You may unmute. I'm sorry. You do have a hand raised. Alice.
Great. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I've been hoping and wanting and hearing this. I have to say that I have not been able to delve into this affiliate as much. I've just been pulled in a couple of different directions. And I think that might be the case, you know, for many of us. But one of the questions that I have, and how about if I direct this to Regina, that might be easier, if, as a new affiliate, if there was one thing that you would like to see, other than us joining, which I get, totally get, but if there's one thing that you would like to see CCB do for this affiliate, what would it be? Thank you.
Great question, Alice. I'd like each of the panelists to answer that question.
Okay, great. Thanks, Pam. And yeah, I'll go on mute.
And I will go last.
So, Jessica? Uh-oh.
So, no, I'm here. Hi.
Okay. I was in the cough. That's why I said, uh-oh.
Oh, no. I was just unmuting. Thank you, first off, Alice, for your question. I honestly haven't really thought of how what we can ask of CCB per se. However, though, I do wish for this affiliate to become a space of welcome and a space of understanding and learning mindfulness. So I hope that CCB as a whole graces us with the ability to create an environment where people can really dive into topics that we normally don't hear in meetings. Like, for example, I'm part of student equity committees now. Before, when I would go into certain meetings, they would just put it as a bullet point and go, cool, we talked about it, great. This is a chance for us to really go, you know, we shouldn't be a bullet point on an agenda. We should really talk about these issues and really welcome people. So hopefully that answers some of your question. And this is me personally talking about how I wish CCB can aid us as a starting affiliate. Thank you.
Susan?
I would love it if CCB could be, in terms of local chapters, a place where when one brings in a fellow person of color that they come back again because they feel that, oh, okay, this is a place for me too. Just as I hope that IDC can offer to larger CCB that I hope people know that European American or white American allies are very much welcome in IDC. And I hope that all of this leads to just all of us feeling more welcome and more safe and having a real meaningful role in the whole organization and in the different affiliates and in life.
Stephanie.
Thank you, Pam. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I muted myself again. I'm going to go with an area that might be a little difficult for some without delving into the details of it. I understand there's some history that needs to, I feel, be revisited and fleshed out, but in a constructive way. And I think CCB as an organization, through those who know this history related to a previous affiliate can bring some light to that time, because I was not a part of that history, but I respect history. History can teach us a lot of things, I believe. And so, again, without belaboring that point, CCB teaches the history and help us build a bridge to the future, because this affiliate is not meant to, and I don't think I'm overstepping my role here to say this, we're not meant to push people or ideas aside and charge ahead. We welcome allies. Mm-hmm. We welcome diversity. We are blessed to live in a very diverse state. We want this to be truly inclusive. So please help us with that history and help us build a bridge to the future. Thank you.
Regina, I'll go after you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we entitled this an untapped resource. And I guess what I want personally to see from IDC's mission and work is that we can reach that understanding. We all, as blind and people with low vision, experience some form of bias and discrimination. And when that's layered with being the member of another group, like cross disability or a member of a cultural background, or perhaps a sexual identity that is different from what people think of as the mainstream, then there's more layers of discrimination to work through. And so I think we can build a bridge to working with different committees, different other affiliates, as things impact the wider community and blind and people with low vision. What you'll find is that it may even be more magnified in communities of color. And when that happens, it's good to have a partner to be able to explain how that works, and also to partner with the other committees to understand how best to advocate going forward. So it can only be a source of strength in our advocacy work and a way for people to maybe go into an area they hadn't thought about. But as I said, it can only strengthen our case for advocacy. And go ahead, Pam.
What I like to see IDC and CCB do together is come together as IDC is the new affiliate and CCB has been around a long time, and allow IDC to build its history in CCB. We are a multiracial, multicultural state, and there are a lot of blind and visually impaired adults as well in this state who need our help and need our resources. And we need, as IDC, needs CCB's resources to help build those bridges and help grow and welcome allies from all cultures. And I also want IDC to be a safe place for CCB members to come and talk if they're having a problem with biases, whether they're good or bad out there. And, you know, because we all deal with some type of bias, whether it has to do with your blindness or your disability or your race and your culture. We all deal with biases. So that's what I like to see with CCB do with IDC. And as a CCB board member who is terming out this year, I will want to continue working with CCB to grow with IDC. So, any other questions?
Yes, Robert, you may unmute.
Thank you very much. An excellent presentation here by this panel. May I start first, and then I'll make a comment, with the tradition. That was the original question. What traditions does your family bring to the council? My family, we were Mexican Americans and very proud of it. And my family brought themselves to the council. I served for 15 years as president of the council, and I could always count on family as volunteers, especially as bartenders in the hospitality rooms. In those days, we could do that. Going to CCB and ACB because they believed in what we wanted to do. And another point, and then I'll move to one more point after that, please. When one family member was in trouble, we all rallied around. How can we help? Just like the council is. And when in life, you have bumps and bruises. I was okay because my family loved me. They cared about what I did. And I also cared about what they would think about what I did. Now, I want to say this. You now, this IDC, this our newest affiliate, are a part of the history of the California Council of the Blind. You're making history. And show us the way when we make errors, when we do say something dumb, you know, or whatever. And we will too, but we will be friends and family. I congratulate our newest affiliate. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, Bob, I just got chills. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Linda Titus.
Hello, Linda.
She just lowered her hand.
Hand down.
All right, there we go. Let's try Linda. You may unmute.
Yes. Hi, Linda Titus.
Hi.
I am the chair of the Senior Affairs Commission for San Bernardino County. We're located in Southern California. We're the largest county in California and actually
yes, you are.
In the entire United States, the truth be told. What I'd like to say is that I really appreciate hearing about the IDC. You are a breath of fresh air and totally welcome. San Bernardino County's Board of Supervisors just declared racism as a public health crisis. And so we have element groups that are now working on bridging and building bridges and filling some of those gaps. So you're like I said, a breath of fresh air. And I was sitting here thinking, what is the legacy that you want to leave? What is it? How do you want to be remembered? And that's the question I ask myself. But one of my challenges as chair of the Senior Affairs Commission is getting folks to the table. I need everyone to come to the table, regardless of your ability, your disability, race, creed, color, age. We need you at the table. We have five different committees that meet, and intergenerational access, nutrition. We just want everyone to have a voice, and we want to know what those needs are. So I welcome you to take a look at our website for San Bernardino County, look at the resources that we have there, look at our meeting times and dates, and please come and have a voice and teach us and help us. So thank you very much. And I am totally enjoying being a member of CCB. I am a member of the CCB chapter here in the high desert of Southern California. So thank you.
You are more than welcome, Linda. I am in LA County. This is Pam, or Pamela, and I'm in LA County. It's the second largest county in the state. So, we all would be more than welcome to help you out with resources and things. So that is not a problem. One thing that we'd like to do as far as IDC, for my personal, what I would like to see is IDC grow throughout the state. So thank you. Any other questions?
We do.
Ooh, busy, busy.
Yeah. Well, he lowered his hand. It was Jeff Tom, and he lowered his hand. So I guess he
come
didn't
on, Jeff. You. Ask your question. We won't bite.
All right, Jeff.
Pam, I'm going to go.
All right, Penny, you may unmute.
Thank you, Cache.
Thank you, Cache.
Thank you, Cache.
Penny? Well, she's unmuted.
Yeah.
I'll make my comment while she's getting on. That's what I was going to say. As an at-large member, my goal for IDC and CCB is to really put the desire that you guys will take every effort to work together. No effort is too small and no challenge is too great when you're working together. And so that's my goal and that's my desire for both affiliate and parent. You know, to be able to come together. And I am hopeful that change does start one day at a time, 1 week at a time, a month at a time, 1 year at a time. And so as we forge forward, I know that we're going to address every concern and every need and every desire with the same zeal, because when one wins, we all win. And I think we need to just keep that in the forefront. If we are truly a family, we stick together as a family. As Stephanie said, when we go together, we ride together. So that is my desire and my hope for both. Thank you.
And Penny is unmuted.
Okay. Pam and Regina and Stephanie and all of the people on the panel, I want to thank you for such a great presentation. I really enjoy where you're going. I think it's time. It's time. And if you need help, give me a call.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you, Penny.
That's the last hand for now.
Jeff didn't unmute.
Pam, this is Sarah. I have
we may let you ask a question, yes.
Let me ask one, please. So I'm wondering if the affiliate has had a chance with being so brand new to sit down and talk about, you know, what kind of workshops or presentations that you want to offer to CCB members to really enlighten and, you know, move forward.
Actually, Sarah, the board has been talking about a presentation. You know, Ms. Regina is the president, and I like to mess with her and tell her, wait, give us a day off. But she's already working on a presentation in May. I think, is it Mother's Day weekend?
We're still settling on a date, but it'll be either the first or second weekend of May.
And I'll let Regina explain what it is. But yes, we are working on workshops, I would like to see them every other month to discuss issues that are going on within the state, as well as other things that are going on in IDC or even in CCB. I'd like to see myself personally see a workshop done with CCB on how we bring more diversity to the leadership of CCB, how we bring... So those are things that I like to see. But Regina, go ahead and answer Sarah's question.
What we're doing just in the immediate future relates to what's going on in the wider nation right now, nationally. And this was very traumatic for our nation, the George Floyd trial, however you believe the outcome was or wasn't, we still have trauma around it as a nation. And I think all of us need to come together and discuss how to deal with that specialized kind of trauma that hits a nation. I think just as a human being, the videos and things were hard, and some of us never saw them because of that. And so that's what our workshop will be about. I want to definitely deal with things within CCB as well and tackle issues, but remain relevant. And I think that healing from this kind of trauma, and that means even if you're an ally or a person that felt that the trial didn't go your way, the way you would have decided. So those things are important, and that's what we're going to explore in May.
Okay, you have a few more questions. Are you ready to take more?
We can take one or two more.
Okay. Christy, you may unmute.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask a hard question. There's a little elephant that's in the room. And I know that it was kind of discussed at the CCB board meeting, and I was a little bit disappointed, but I didn't vote no for the simple reason that I believe that we do need diversity, but I'm not so sure that this chapter should be called inclusive. More, it should be being called cultural, because from my understanding, it is more about cultural and racial diversity than inclusion with LGBTQ. So I'd like some comments on that, please.
Well, Regina, we'll start with you. I'll work down.
Well,
and we only got a minute with this question.
Yes, it's hard with a minute left, and I would encourage anybody that isn't satisfied with our answers here to reach out to IBC and come to, you know, talk with us, all of that. I will just say that that's where the coalition and partnership comes in, because as communities are affected, for instance, hate crimes are on the rise in many communities, Jewish communities, LGBTQ plus communities. There's a lot of legislation that's hitting those communities that will hurt them. And similarly, in a racial sense, there's a reaction to change going on across this nation. And so, well, I believe if we try to do everything, we don't do anything well. So we did need a concentration. That doesn't preclude joining with partners and saying this affects our community too, and we partner with you. And that is what we will do with LGBTQ plus communities, with communities that are cross disability, such as deaf blind. There was a recent video of a deaf woman who was handcuffed and stuff during an interrogation. And as you know, when you're handcuffed as a deaf person, you are now gagged. And so there's a lot of room for cross disability work. And that's the best answer I can give in a minute. And if anyone wants to add, then I have time. Go ahead.
I can. I would love to add. Thank you.
Hi,
this is Jessica Christie. Thank you for your question. First off, if we look at Merriam-Webster's definition of diversity, we really start to see that, and I'll read it for you here, if I can get this advertisement to go away. It's meant to the conditions of having or to be able to talk about different ideas. Here we go. The condition of having or being composed of differing elements, especially the inclusion of people of different races, cultures, etc., in a group or organization. So definitely stemming from this, literally from Merriam-Webster's definition. And also inclusiveness has to do with really thinking about this concept from Kimberly Crenshaw, a prolific lawyer, and also who coined the term intersectionality, that really talks about how we as individuals are multifaceted individuals, right? We're not a monolithic, we're not just a blind person. We're a blind person with different ethnicities, different ideas. And that's why we thought of inclusive diversity, especially in California, because this is the reality where we have so many intersectionality parts of it. And one of the focuses we're focused on specifically with race and ethnicity is because we see that as like the crossroads of everything. Right now, we see a lot of transgender Black women that are being brutally attacked. If you see a famous actress, Laverne Cox, she's famous, she has privilege, and yet she was assaulted here in Griffith Park in LA County. So you can clearly see that, yes, race, you know, that is, we're intersectional individuals. And yes, we might not focus on LGBTQ plus IQ ideas yet. However, though, they are included because we're very intersectional, and race is at that crossroads of affecting everything that we are talking about today, inclusivity, diversity. And if we're not able to break down those brick walls, then how are we able to create, you know, give this idea of inclusiveness and diversity? So that's why we decided on the terminology. And I know we only have a little bit of time because I know Pam's going to call me right now, but call me, email me. I have books. I will do book club for this organization, for this lovely affiliate. I mean, you know, Susan Kirasawa, she's amazing. She read the book that I recommended. So I'm hopefully that we can have book club as well in this affiliate. Thank you.
Jessica answered the question. And if you guys have any other questions or any other comments on this topic, you can email us because we are almost out of time. And Yes,
you are actually here. Yep.
Out of time. We have hit that end button. Oh. So we don't even have. So what I will do is say thank you for listening to us today. We encourage who wants to join to come and join us. You can contact me. My information is on CCB website, as long as I'm still on the board. Ha ha. And Regina's, you can always find Regina's information. So, Regina, if you can post your poem on CCBL, that would be great. She has a poem, but we don't have time to listen to it.
I promise it's 2 minutes long. Do we have?
It's
already 45. We don't have time. Yeah. 47, something like that. So thank you again for inviting us to introduce IDC to CCB.
And Regina, stick around. Maybe later we can do it in between the 5:30 and 6. Sound good?
Yes, later on.
All right, we'll do that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pam, Regina, Stephanie, Jessica, Susan, and Cache. That was a great presentation.